You gotta make every play count.
Yeah, you're a Texas guy. You a Cowboys? Were you a Cowboys fan?
No, not at all.
What I'm getting at, I guess, is, you know, are you surprised the Cowboys are that bad, or the Bears that good? What's going on?
I think this year the Bears are pretty good this year, and I think they got a great defense, and they fly around, and you know, we just got to come out and play ball.
Were you surprised to see them go into Dallas on the road and win that game?
Not at all. No, if you play fast, you know, good results will come out the game. So they play fast and they execute every play, and they came out with a W.
Michael, are you still waiting for this offense to click from start to finish? Because it's playing all four quarters, and why isn't it been able to be able to do that?
I think when it do happen, it's going to be some of beauty because we haven't executed all four quarters, and like I said, when we do, you'll know because the scoreboard will be lit up.
Okay, the defensive backs over there, they were doing some lighting up on Witten and the rest of those guys. You know, they're saying they're ready for you and all the rest. I mean, going into a game like that, you got to keep your head on the swivel.
No doubt you do. You don't want to come out and you got a guy in your face. Then you come out because you got concussed over, you know, something dumb. And I want the game to be clean. You know, but at the same time, I want everybody to fly around and play football.
How much fun is that week leading up, anticipation leading up to a Monday night game against the rivalry, and then they hate first place on the line?
It's big, you know, 2-0, and it's a divisional rival, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a hostile environment, it's going to be a playoff environment, and we got to come out and, like I say, play our ball, play our style of ball.
There's a lot of trash talking going on like that. Is it usually between the two teams?
Yeah, of course. If you ain't out there, you know, getting at each other, you know, it's not a you know, a rivalry game, and that's what this is all about, is you know, little noise talking and getting each other face a little.
JaMychal, you know, Urlacher's probably got the bigger name publicly, but identify and take care of Lance Briggs. Do you think that's important to your guys' success?
No, Urlacher wouldn't. You know, he's not a factor right now. I go to Briggs before I go to Urlacher, to tell you the truth, because Briggs is playing some good ball right now. He's flying around. He's head hunting. He's looking to knock somebody's head off every play. So, you know, that's the style of ball I like to see. So, I go to Briggs before I go to Urlacher.
I think A-Rod, as great as it is to have all the weapons that you guys have at his disposal,
mm-hmm.
I think he's got a tough job figuring out a way to keep all you guys happy and make sure you all...
Oh, no doubt. I know he's, you know, his head is like swimming sometimes about not getting this guy the ball, not getting this guy the ball. So he got a tough job at quarterback here.
You're obviously a very tempting guy because even when you're not open, he was explaining you're still open because of matchup problems and stuff. Does that make it all the more important that when the ball does come your way, you absolutely make the most of it, kind of a thing?
Oh, no doubt. I think all of our receivers got that mentality. When the ball gets to them, they want to make an impact because you don't know when the next time you'll see that ball. Because we got so many playmakers, and we got playmakers that can catch the ball at the backfield like Jackson. So every time you touch that ball, you gotta get an explosive play because it might not come back to you until the fourth quarter.
I know you guys are an unselfish group, but they were telling me that you were giving them a hard time, that their yardage didn't add up,
I came in, I forgot what day it was, and said they can put all the yards together, whatnot, and they gave me, you know, they gave me some heat about it.
But is it good that you guys have that kind of relationship where you can joke about that, and yet there's still, I mean, I'm sure you want to get the ball more, but you guys can do that, and it's cool?
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing that we got, you know, a relationship where we can, you know, shoot a little bullet every once in a while, and...